Hello, welcome everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the official Wedgehead Pinball Podcast. My name is Alan. I am one half of the Portland Pinball Bar Wedgehead, of which the podcast is named. I'm joined by my co-host, the Water Boy, Alex the Water Boy.
Yeah, man of many names over here.
Man of many names.
One half of the podcast, not one half of the bar.
My business partner, Rhodes, who you will hear on many episodes in the future. He's a busy man and he's a family man, so our schedules aren't always linking up. I'm nice enough to have Alex's basement studio, which we record in. And what are we talking about today, Alex?
Today we're talking about the best thing that's ever happened to pinball, video modes.
Oh, God. That intro.
That's your title now. You're locked into that.
Okay. We are talking about video modes today. I will say that these might even be more divisive than our first topic, lightning flippers.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I don't know what the general population's opinion is on video.
I know.
What mine is.
It's split. What's yours?
Well, when I'm playing pinball, all I want to do is play a little video game. And, you know, that's what video modes deliver. Video modes, if you somehow are listening to this podcast and haven't run into a video mode, it's when the game stops flipping to flippers and you get to actually play a fun experience instead of the hellish world
instead
of pinball.
Instead of a stupid pinball
that you played 50 cents or a dollar to play, you now get to play a very cool little video game up on traditionally the old DMDs, occasionally on a new LCD. And yeah, it's usually super simplistic. The best ones are like 10 seconds long. We'll get to that in a minute. But, yeah, that's what a video mode is, and I do unironically think they can be great. I also acknowledge many of them are horrible.
Okay, there it came in. I was like, are we going to have to put an audio tag for sarcasm in this episode?
I would say, as far as, like, within our group, because I'd say most people within our pinball circle hate video modes with a passion, and I genuinely do enjoy a lot of them of the games that you have at Wedgehead specifically.
Well, some of the games that we've had recently are the ones that actually have some pretty good video modes.
That's what I'm saying. See, you already are conceding.
However, yes, yes, video modes, man. They are something that was sandwiched into pinball based on how badly video games were basically kicking pinball's ass as far as in terms of popularity. In pop culture, even if you go to an arcade bar now, so many of these arcade bars, you'll see like a fucking Mario jumping and squishing a mushroom, 8-bit pixel art as a mural on a wall. And you'd be like, this is the place I have to go play pinball.
Yeah.
And it's glorifying video games.
Yeah, we should be enemies. I mean, really.
Right. But they're smashed together, forced to work together. Video modes are like a weird buddy cop movie with pinball, right? Yeah. Like they're an odd couple. It's like, They don't really want to get along because one of them plays by the rules and they're clean cut, and one of them's the loose cannon who doesn't play by the rules, and there's just friction.
Yeah,
there.
Except for in this instance, it's like a buddy cop where one of the cops is a dog, because you're like, what is he going to contribute? And that's kind of the video mode. There can be good ones.
Yes, like Turner and Hooch.
It's inherently a bad idea, I would say. Maybe that can be the title. Video modes, inherently a bad idea.
Ooh, that's a good title.
Yeah.
These started actually a while ago, like very early on. And at first, they weren't the modern version. They were sort of like these early hybrid machines themselves. The first one came out in 1982 and was made by Gottlieb. It was called Caveman.
Okay.
Have you played a Caveman?
That one's got a joystick, doesn't it? Oh, I guess all we're going to get into is probably a lot of joysticks involved.
Yeah, so the separation of these games where there's a pinball machine and then there's a separate, at the time, CRT screens, right? Like you would play like a video game on. And so you would hit a ball somewhere, usually like a hole, a scoop, a saucer, and then it would start the video. And then now you look up at the screen and you hit these other buttons that were used to play the video game.
I love that, how it's like, your reward for playing pinball and doing the thing is you get to play a video game.
Yes.
You're like, if I wanted to play the video game,
I could play the one right next to me.
Why the fuck
in
would
the
I play this shitty one here when I could just play the... And that was a horrible idea. But how many of those did they make, those little hybrid ones?
You know? They weren't popular.
Yeah.
They weren't popular. But there were there were immediate copycats. So Gottlieb was the first with Caveman, but also in 1982, Bally made Baby Pac-Man, which they got to license their own.
Yeah, that's
their
kind
own
of the
very popular IP.
It. Yeah,
Pac-Man.
You can see why they were like, "We got to go for it."
So they did that. That also came out in 1982, and then a year later, in 1983, they made Granny and the Gators. And so Granny and the Gators, Baby Pac-Man, even Gottlieb's Caveman. Gottlieb's Caveman has the CRT's position a little bit differently, but they're all the same. They're basically...
They're a compact pinball cabinet, too. They're not a regular pinball plate.
They're in more of like a video game stand-up kind of classic cap.
So you do see them every once in a while. I've seen a good number of the Baby Packs, and they're always shoved into some weird little spot where a normal pinball machine wouldn't work because they're a different form factor. So I'm like, that's kind of like when you're one of those barcades that's just cramming everything into every corner. That's when you see those Baby Packs, I feel like, nowadays, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, and some people really like them. I mean, they're oddballs.
Yep.
You know, they're weird. Like, Caveman is in a pinball cabinet, but Granny and the Gators and Miss Pac-Man are in, like, arcade cabinets.
Yeah, okay.
So the Bally ones are in that, but...
I don't know if I'm thinking of Granny and the Gators. I've played Granny and the Gators, had no idea what I was doing when I was up on the video game part of it. I've never played a Caveman.
So Caveman has, like, a CRT in, like, the back top of the pinball cabinet.
That'd be a cool, like, homebrew idea, but I don't know, just...
I would say of the three, I've played all three. If I had to play one, I'd play Caveman. It's more interesting than Granny and Baby Pac-Man to me.
Baby Pac's got Pac-Man.
Yeah, Baby Pac-Man's got Pac-Man.
Uh-huh.
Dude, like...
Speaking of, before we get into... you're going to move into the first, what we'd consider a normal pinball video mode, right?
Sure.
But before that, Pac-Man, or I think is it Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man, the George Christian normal conventional pinball machine?
Yeah.
That has that little grid of lights, and it has like a video game mode. You hit a saucer on there, and you're chasing around on this little grid. So it's not really what anyone would ever consider a video mode, but it is like a mini video game mode in pinball.
In the pinball machine using insert lights.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
that
I mean,
is
it's got that. It's got like, I think it's like a 6x6 grid of inserts with incandescent bulbs below them. And you're like one little dot that's running away from the other dots. Like it's like a kind of a knockoff crappy low res.
I think we can give that as an honorary video. There's no video part to it, but it plays more like a video game than a pinball.
And that one has maybe my favorite feature of all video modes, in that when it starts, you have no idea what the hell you're doing. And everyone just dies immediately. And then you go, that was shitty. And you go back to playing pinball. And that's a recurring theme on a lot of shitty video modes.
That's, I mean, 100%.
Yep.
That being said, we sort of transitioned into what modern video modes are, and sort of what everyone, I think, thinks of as a video mode, which is where the ball is held, like you hit it in a scoop, usually saucer, anything that holds the ball, and it starts a mode. So usually the lights go out or dim significantly on the play field, and you're intended to look up. Sometimes there's a call out that'll tell you look up, right? Like so you look at the display, and they started in the 90s. The first game that had it was Terminator 2.
Yep.
And you would look up at the dot matrix display, and you would play a little game where you kind of strafe left and right, and you're trying to kill Terminators with
automatically
the gun.
Yeah, you're just moving a reticle left and right. It automatically fires at the robots walking across the screen.
Modern video mode is you're playing on the screen and you're using the flipper buttons on the side of the cabinets.
No special controls, because that is very confusing to everybody.
Yes.
It's in like that's some things about T2 coming out of the gate. So T2 was the Terminator 2 was the first Bally Williams game designed with a DMD. I know Gilligan's Island released before it, but T2 was the first one. So I think right off the bat, they're like, we're doing this. We got to put a little video game in here. That'll get the kids' attention, right? And they got that in there, and it actually works pretty well because you don't need to, you know, it's not that confusing. It's very short, which is the best thing a video mode can be. I think a video mode, see, this is where I'm saying a good video mode is like a 5 to 10 second break from an otherwise frantic game. And T2 is a good one because you're T2, anything to make your gameplay last a little longer is going to feel like a reward because you're like, oh shit, like I actually got to play T. I mean, that thing's kind of an ass kicker when it's set up right anyway.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, it kind of makes sense in there. In the mode, you don't have to actually fire anything. It's just like, you see a big reticle and you're like, well, I'm going to aim at the evil robots. Like, it's very straightforward.
You intuitively know what you're supposed to do, which
intuitive.
I think is
that's
good.
That's the word I've been dancing around.
Yeah. And it's fine. It's, I don't think it's super fun. If it wasn't in the game, I wouldn't miss it. But as far as like what we're going to talk about later, it's pretty, it's damn good. What, like, with what some of the things they came out with later. But Terminator 2 was the first, like we said, and the guy that was on code and the guy that brought video modes and what we think of as video modes in, his name is Dwight Sullivan, and he did the rules and code and software on that game, and he brought in the video mode because Dwight is a fan of many games, including video games, and he's always been consistently through the years talking about how, why can't we bring these video game elements into pinball? Like, he draws lots of inspiration for his pinball machine from video games.
Yep.
Which I don't think is bad. I think it's, but as we'll see later, when you try to make pinball a video game, you're just making the people that like pinball upset, and the people that like video games are never going to accept it anyway, because it's always going to be a worse video game. You know, like, you can play a good video game on your phone, at home on a console. If you're in an arcade, there's good video games in different cabinets. Like,
yep.
So it's a weird anachronistic thing that pops up in games, and really in a lot of his games.
Yeah. Dwight likes video modes.
Loves video modes. So I term Dwight Sullivan the video mode cult leader.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
He was the first, and he's done the most.
And his games are also some of those. I mean, Dwight teamed up with Steve Ritchie, who we discussed in a previous podcast, for a lot of titles, and his games were monster sellers. And so I think at that time, a lot of people would look at those huge successful games and be like, we got to do whatever they're doing. We got to do that. And video modes were part of that.
It was hard to tell, like, what was earning the money.
Right. You got a huge theme. You've got the best pinball designer probably of all time, and certainly the best. Yes. Well, I guess Pat Waller was already around at that point, selling huge numbers too.
Yep.
And anyway, you've got pretty much all the cards stacked there for Terminator 2. It's a huge success. One of the most popular pinball machines of all time. It's like something around 20,000 units. I don't know. And it has a video mode. And it's the first game with a video mode. And so, like you said, you don't know what's making the quarters come in, but you're going to try copying.
You know that this game had it, and we sold the shit out of them, and people are playing the crap out of them on location, right?
Right.
But Dwight, he's done, as far as I can tell, he's worked on about 18 games as sort of the lead programmer.
Okay.
He's worked on other games, like, in different companies, you know, he's brought onto teams, but then he's later said, like, oh, I just sort of, whatever, I don't want to be credited. But you'll see that listed on his, like, internet pinball database or his Pinside listings on games that he's later said, oh, I just sort of.
Do you happen to know how many of those 18 games have video modes?
About 11 of them.
That's a big rate.
So that's.
Which also means he's responsible for over a quarter of all video modes across all companies, all pinball machines of all time. That's hilarious.
It's crazy. And so it's like,
that son of a bitch.
From my count, he's made about 18 games, and about 11 of them have video modes. So that's like 60% of his games have video modes.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts.
Like you were saying before, I said there's about 40 games that have at least one video mode in them, starting in the 90s going till now, and many that have multiple video modes. So that was the other thing that happened is they came in coinciding with a big boom in pinball popularity in the early 90s as well, and they also had video modes. So then they're like, oh, we're selling more units, we also did this new thing, so we got to keep doing this other new thing because people like this new thing. And so there's lots of games that have multiple, and I think that Indiana Jones, the Williams version, the Pinball Adventure, has the most unique video modes in one game because they have three.
Hmm.
Do you remember all three?
I don't like. Oh, this is gonna oust me as, you know, a fake Mark Ritchie fan. I don't really like Indiana Jones that much, so.
Ooh.
I don't think I can name. I don't want to even try to name a single one of the video modes in there.
Wow.
I think that might be his weakest game, personally.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably his most valuable, which is fun.
Alex has been talking. Well, it's got a kick-ass theme. I mean, Indiana Jones' theme's dope. And it follows the original trilogy, which everyone likes, not the,
reboots.
Indiana Jones is a game that I didn't like when I first played it, despite liking Mark Ritchie and loving the movies as a kid. But I've come to like it. It's just one of those games that needs to be working well and maintained well, because a lot of the things that you're going to do in it are very finicky. And if the path doesn't work, or if the flippers aren't strong enough to make the ramps, or it, there's a lot, or
it's a super pin, so there's always lots of stuff to break on it.
Yeah, but it's got the cool idle lock. It's got very cool features, and they really nailed the theme. And I will say that as far as, like, I don't love video modes. I don't think I'm ruining the ending here by saying that. But I will say that of the ones that are around, the ones that are in Indiana Jones are good.
What are they?
So there's the minecart.
Oh, is that like Donkey Kong style, where you just have to jump over shit?
No, 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 no. It's more like it's like Dwight's the Star Trek Next Generation. Yeah. You're kind of going, just you kind of lead one way or the other way, and you try not to die.
That's fine.
That was good. And then there's the Grail, where it's like one of those three card Montys. You put a ball under a cup, and you kind of swirl them around.
Okay.
You got to choose which one.
Yep.
And then there's a gun shooting one in Marion Ravenwood's bar, where there's a scene in a movie where they all come in and she's got to defend her bar. And, you know, you kind of go left and right, and you kind of pop. It's not too dissimilar from other video modes that'll come later, but there's three of them in there and they're all quality. Like, none of them are bad. They are all different. They're all
fine.
Unique. They're all memorable.
Not that memorable. I don't remember them.
Yes, because you don't play that game. Because you're a hater.
Yeah, I guess.
You're an Indiana Jones hater. I'm going to pay you back.
I love the movies. I just rewatched the original.
I'm going to pay you back on this, because we had some people after a podcast where you made one offhand comment about Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah?
And you're like, well, Alan doesn't really like Foo Fighters at all. And I was like, wait a second.
You're like, don't do that.
No, I don't. No, I like Foo Fighters. I think it's good. It's not my favorite game, but I do think it's good. And I've had people come up to me like, I heard you don't like Foo Fighters. It's all over the internet.
It's all over the internet.
So I'm going to do the same to you. Everyone, give Alex a hard time when you see him. If you're a fan of Mark Ritchie's masterpiece,
no,
Indiana Jones the Pinball Adventure.
Mark Ritchie's masterpiece easily is Fishtails.
I agree. That to me is like true.
Yeah, it's the best game of all time.
Yeah.
It's Fishtails probably. Okay, sorry, we're going way off track.
Sure.
Fishtails. That is one hell of a video mode. But what's the order we're doing here? What are we doing? What's next on your schedule?
Oh, I was just going to say that. So Indiana Jones has the most video modes in one single game, the most unique ones with three. But Junkyard technically has more, because it has two unique video modes to that game.
Shooting the toast at the dog.
Yeah.
And I don't remember another one. I just remember shooting at the dog, chasing the girl in the towel or whatever.
You got to flap. There's that one where the dogs run in and you got to flap both buttons at the same time. That one's terrible.
That's what I was going to say. That's
the toast one's bad. Fine. The toast one's fine.
Toast one's perfect.
It's fun. It's cute. It's of the era. The one where you have to smash both flipper buttons.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
We could probably break all video modes up into like four basic types.
Yeah. Well, of course, you have two buttons and you have a tiny screen.
Well.
What can you really do?
You could do all kinds of stuff if you wanted to get wild with it, I bet.
So it has those two unique, Junkyard has those two unique video modes, but it also has a time machine feature that cycles through and lets you play other video modes from other Williams games.
See, I don't think I've ever run into that on that game.
Yeah, it's like a randomized mystery.
You know, I probably have, and that was why I was so confused, because I think you can play the Attack from Mars video mode in there. That would make sense. Okay, yep, this is all...
Yeah, it'll cycle through different video modes from other games. So technically, it has the most. You'll see the most variety if you're playing a Junkyard.
Yep.
Surprisingly, I say Indiana Jones isn't a Dwight game, but Junkyard is, which is very unsurprising.
Yeah.
But since he was there at the company, I can't imagine that he wasn't involved in some way indirectly, since he was the guy that brought him in.
You just want to pin it all on Dwight.
I'm sure that he helped the other software engineers get the video modes up. There's no way he did it.
It would be like his framework at the, you know, some.
Yeah.
He had to have his hands involved in that.
But now we get to the fun part. And I want to talk about what's your favorite video.
My favorite video mode. I could do top three. My top three favorites would probably be Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah.
Shooting the dogs.
Yeah.
Is fun. And I think it's good because, although I will say the first stage of it, which is all a lot of people ever see, is so slow it sucks. But it's great because it's like risk and reward. Because you need to wait, right, from a points perspective, really clearly so, because you need to wait for the dogs to get closer to you to actually get maximum points. But you also don't want to embarrass yourself and lose on that first round,
because
factory default settings give you an extra ball at the end of the second video mode, right?
That's right.
So it's like, it's humiliating. If you try to milk points out of it, it's humiliating to die on the first round of video mode on BSD.
Yeah, you will be laughed out of an arcade.
But if you shoot the dogs at just like a real safe distance, you kind of look like a little bitch.
It's
and
true.
So if you got buddies there, they're going to give you shit for that too. So that's a perfect video mode because...
It is a perfect video mode because there's actually complexity of the rules because you're still using... If the dogs are on the right side, they're wolves, the werewolves, but like... If they show up on the right side, you hit the right flipper, your gun will automatically shoot the ones on.
Yeah, you're just shooting to your left or right.
It's very intuitive, but what makes them fun is that they start coming at you faster, and if you wait until they get close, right before they bite you, they're worth like a million points apiece,
yep.
And then 750,000, depending on how far back they are. So it's safer to shoot them early, but then it's not worth any points.
Yep.
So I think that that's cool because it's a rule where it forces you.
Yeah, it's an actual inherent risk reward there.
Yep. Which makes that a great one.
Yep.
And the animation's really cool. The sounds are really cool.
Yep.
That and game's just cool in and of itself.
So I'll run through my top three and I'll kind of talk about what I think is what makes video modes good, I guess. So the next one would probably be Fishtail, since I brought that up earlier. And you get to shoot water skiers. You're a fisher, right? So your enemy is water skiers on the lake to start your fish. So you get to shoot water skiers. I don't know what it's implied.
With torpedoes.
With torpedoes, yeah.
Yeah, apparently you have a bunch of torpedoes.
And there's just three levels of water skiers or boats that come ripping by.
Yeah.
And it's all just kind of a matter of it's simple timing. So it's one that everybody can just kind of immediately figure out. But there's usually an extra ball that comes by. And that's kind of where the actual like critical piece of it comes in. That one's kind of maybe weighted a little too heavy because like you have to get that extra ball out of there. But it's just such a fun video mode. Also cute animations, good sound and everything. And it also goes pretty quick. And then the last one would probably be Getaway. And that video mode's kind of just whatever. It's kind of a gimme once you get good at it. But it's like you're playing Road Rash. So you're playing Getaway, already a kick-ass game.
Yeah.
You get in there and you get a shift into fifth gear. You just slam it into fifth right off the bat.
Yeah, right off
the bat.
And then
you just get to like avoid cars on the highway. And it's like from kind of a shifted perspective. It's not straight on, which I really, it's just good dots. Like they did a really good job.
Yeah, it is good dots.
And I guess thinking about it, that's what wins me over on a lot of the video modes. So like if they look like funny, like you're like this little car ripping around, I'm like, that's good. I like that animation. And so then I like them. I think a big part of it is all three of those games, Getaway would probably be the easiest, and that's not slow game. It's just probably the most friendly.
It's hard when you're first playing it and you're like, oh, I gotta duck and dive around these cars and I have limited information that's coming ahead of me and the perspective I have. When you learn the secret, which is like hang to the right edge and then only move
kind of a technique
in and out, you can really exploit it and never lose and get the maximum points every single time.
The funniest shit in the world is how difficult that video mode is for my wife, Megan. She loves Getaway and she cannot play the video mode to save her life. And she's seen how I do it, like the kind of like safe technique.
Yeah.
And then so half the time when she's watching me play it, I just swerve all over, which is also funny.
That's very fun to play it that way. Yeah, it's that video mode's more fun if you play it wants you to play it.
Right.
Rather than knowing the safe
route.
If you
know how to get the maximum points out of it every time, you're just going to slam it into fifth gear. You're going to get right on that line in between the, you know, second and third lanes, and you're just going to hardly swerve in this lane. But I don't know. It's still a fun one. I still like it.
Yeah. I would say that's fair.
And anyway, I was going to say the biggest thing about all of those is that they're not worth that many points.
Yes.
They can lead to extra balls, although two of those are kind of like gimmies once you get them down. But I think Getaway can give you an extra ball. Yeah, you can definitely, because you have to swerve. That's sometimes
you have to swerve to get that extra ball.
Yeah. And see, that's fun. I think it's fun when it's like, okay, you can get something out of it that's big. And so if you're a competitive player, you're like, well, I need that extra ball. I guess in a tournament, you don't. But yeah, it's just, it's like, so there's something to get out of it, but the points wise, it's not going to be huge, and they're fast. I don't think a video mode should ever last more than like 10 seconds, like I said.
Yeah.
So yeah, what do you think are the best, or what do you think is the best?
Really, I really like the minecart one on Indiana Jones.
Okay.
That's probably the, I would switch out the getaway one for that one, just because it's, even though you can memorize that one too as the same thing, but it's fun, it's fast, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's thematically right. It feels different from others, although he then, it's very similar to Dwight's version on Next Generation. So it's like they're all shades of the same thing. You could really only do so many things, but it feels good. It's fun. I like that one. I think Dracula and Fishtails are head and shoulders the best.
Okay.
I think that there's really 40 other games that have them. Head and Shoulders the best. It is really not close, because they both have strategy, and they both are rewarding but not over rewarding, because there are modes like that. I think Star Trek Next Generation, despite that being one of my favorite games, I do think that the video mode on that is broken. Like, it's worth an easy 200 to 300 million points with an extra ball if you just memorize the paths.
Yep.
And I think that breaks the scoring, especially in tournaments, or if you're just playing your friends.
Yep.
Like, you're not necessarily going to get on the high scoreboard just because of that, but it's definitely going to help you. You can exploit it over and over again, and I don't like that.
Uh-huh.
The mode itself is okay. It's fine for a video mode. It's not bad. It's just, it's worth too many points, which I think really drags it down. Because it should be, your high score on a pinball machine should be based on how well you played pinball, not how well you played a shitty video game inside of a pinball
machine.
Right.
That's where I'm saying, like, it's like, I think the video modes at most should be like the score of like one multi-ball jackpot, you know, where it can make a difference in a close game, but it should never win you the game.
Yeah, I agree.
What would you say is your least favorite video mode?
This one, there's a lot of contenders for this, but the one that stands out as just atrocious, what the hell were they thinking, is Theater of Magic's virtual pinball.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
It's fucking, you know, terrible. Like, so bad.
I don't need to give you more like JJP bait, but did you know there's a little virtual pinball mini mode on Toy Story? They have that iPad in there, and I think I've not seen it.
I would say, though, that it's probably, even though I'm sure that mode sucks, like,
it's got to be better. It's got to be better.
There's no way it's as bad as the Theater of Magic.
The Theater of Magic's trying to do like the pinball from that shifted low perspective that they could put on a DMD.
Yeah, because it's in the wrong perspective angle.
And it's like the king of, like, you're like, hey, like we were joking about earlier, the only thing better than pinball is to, you know, you want to stop playing pinball to play a shitty video game.
Yes.
You're like, now you're playing a really shitty version of pinball.
Yes.
And you're like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing? And it's very slow.
Yep.
And it's and the physics are, it's just terrible.
Yep.
It's so not fun, and I hate getting it. I wish you could skip it, but you can't.
One that I would say is kind of an example of like it's close but breaks a couple of the rules that I like is Star Wars, Stern Star Wars.
Oh yeah, that one's fun.
The video mode where it's you're flying through an asteroid field in the Millennium Falcon. Very
or a Dwight
cool.
Sullivan yep. game.
It's a cool looking one. It's actually kind of like a fun little mode, but I think it goes just you can be sitting there for a while. I mean, I guess it times itself out every time, but it's a little long. And to me, the biggest problem is that you can get a ton of points out of that. If you stack like a huge, because that game already has insane playfield multipliers, and that applies to the video mode. And so if you get a group of people together that don't know how to play that game, someone can just get the right multiplier, get into a video mode, and be 10 times the score of any of their friends, which is hilarious to watch.
Yeah.
And so that's like one of those things where you're like, but if you guys know the game, then it kind of evens out. So it's just a matter of Dwight scoring, which is another,
that's
a topic for another
day. One. That's not a bad one. Like, come on, give me a bad one. What's the worst one?
The worst that I can think of, I hate. So going to, if we define all video modes in like four categories, it's like you got the steer left or right things, right?
Yeah,
you've got the like timing where it's like jump over like Circus Voltaire jumping over something or Fishtails shooting something, which is timing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the worst of
the Doctor Who video mode's pretty fucking bad too. Like where you're just kind of, some guy's chasing you and you just kind of run, and you can either do a short jump or you can do a double jump, but you don't know if the thing is two things wide or it's one thing wide.
I think like all of it comes down to execution, but the ones that are always shitty is just, and I don't know if this even counts as a video mode, but where it's just like, pick a thing, where it's like Congo, where it's like, you want to go left or right on the tunnel? And you're like, I don't give a shit. I want to play pinball. And it's like, oh, you got five diamonds. Oh, there's an evil gorilla.
What do you think about the other video mode in Congo, though?
What is that?
It's where you're rafting down the river.
That kicks ass. See, steering.
That's like getaway.
Steering left and right. I was going to say, the ones where you get to steer left or right, those are good video modes. The ones where you get to pick things, bad video modes. Like playing Ghostbusters, you've got a steering left and right, don't cross the streams, good video mode. You've got a picking things that ESP bullshit, bad video mode, super lame.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you steer something...
Dwight Sullivan game.
Yeah, dude, that's a... I like don't cross the streams, it's fun.
He loves video modes.
Dude, he does love video modes. And he makes good games. So anyway, that's probably my least favorite are any of the ones where you just have to pick some bullshit and you
like just pick a room, pick a path, like
that
whatever.
Sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. And very anticlimactic.
Yeah, and it's just like that's the absolute worst. Like, why are you forcing me to do this?
Yeah, why are you doing this to me? I'm here to play pinball.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I got, I guess, to say about video modes. I think some of them are fun. I think it needs to be in a frantic, fast game so it feels like an actual break. The video mode itself can't be too long, and it can't be too valuable.
I agree with that totally.
Yeah.
Can't make it too valuable. Can't last too long. Can't happen too often.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big one. If you can keep getting back into them, then it's just like game breaking.
Yeah, that's
you're stuck
the worst.
In like video mode hell.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, I think we covered it pretty well. That's video modes. They are, if you talk to a lot of pinball players and you yourself, I assume are a pinball player, you probably have strong feelings one way or the other on them.
I bet you hate them.
Most people hate them.
If you could push a button. So like you, Alan, if you could push a button to remove video modes from all pinball, would you?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't. I think the good outweighs the bad.
No,
but
definitely not.
I would bet that 90%, I bet 90% of pinball players would take all of them out.
We talked about there's 40 games. We didn't go through the list, but most of those video modes in those 40 games are terrible.
It's true.
We talked a lot about the ones that are good or are okay.
It's like a trolley dilemma, you know? You're like, if you change the track, one of them is going to remove the video mode from Getaway, which is so cool. And, you know, it'll save.
It's fine. The two that are good that would be really sad to lose, we talked about, are Fishtails and Dracula.
Yeah.
Those two are both legitimately good. They're the scoring or the benefit from them are weighted perfectly where you still care enough, but it's not going to make or break your game either way. And those are perfect. And they're fun. They're funny. The dots are cool. The sound's good. Like, they're well integrated into the overall game.
Yep.
So those were the two that would suck to lose. But man, there's so many that it's like, you get a game and you just pop into one, you're like, why did this happen?
When this episode hits air, we should put up a poll on your Instagram story.
Okay.
See what people think, because I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah, we should start doing that when we do these divisive topics.
Yeah. Fun. Well,
anyway.
Right into the Wedgehead Instagram. Alan loves spending more time on Instagram.
Cool. I'm not too good at it, but do what we gotta do.
Yeah,
you
do it for the people.
Do it for the people. You gotta let them know what's going on, man.
Uh-huh.
Did you know we're open at noon on the weekends?
That's a good thing to bring up. We should be doing more plugs like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, this was Video Modes. Thank you all for listening once again. I want to thank Alex for being my co-host and allowing us to record in his basement. And I just want to implore everyone out there, if you're listening to the podcast, first of all, thank you. Second of all, go out and play some pinball. This is what it's all about. Go out, find a location near you. And as with every episode, try to play a game with some video modes.
That's the recurring.
Check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. Make it up for yourself. Tell us what you think about video modes.
Yeah, go find the shittiest video mode that you can exploit for the most points over and over and let us know what it is. And you'll have a blast.
Yeah, go play some pinball on location.
Yeah, the only thing better than pinball is playing a little video game in the middle of pinball.
Yes, it's fun.
It's great.
It's fun, they say. Anyway, that's all for this time. We'll see you again next time.